This episode of the
K-Guys Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guy's Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins.
Fuck the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Road. We're driving, doing the unsafe podcast and driving, but we've become professionals at it. I don't think anybody travels as much as we do in podcasts at the same time. I was thinking about that the other day. I haven't heard any of our local friends podcast from an airplane.
Or train.
Or train.
Have we done boat?
Yes. Remember? Austin.
Oh, that's right.
So
we got all three.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and a boat. We need a submarine. We need a hot air balloon. We need a rocket.
Yeah.
Should we go out to Van Horn and get on one of those Virgin Galactic flights? And isn't that where they're at, or is that?
I'm not sure.
You're talking about Blue Origin. Blue Origin's out there in Van Horn, where.
Yeah.
Homeboy that started Amazon. That's where he goes, and you can sit back and you float around for a while and you look at each other and like, hey, we're in space. Neat.
And then back down.
Isn't
it? Can't you do the same thing at like the Alley Cats or something?
Probably.
Thing and kind of float like you're kind in of space, float and like you go back in. Except it's done with a big giant floor fan.
So we're gonna podcast from Alley Cats.
Yeah.
I would Alley Cats.
And tell people we're in space. I found something out today. Today is Sunday, by the way. It's not Tuesday.
The day before Memorial Day.
Yeah, because...
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Dustin, because we can't broadcast on Memorial Day because one of our friends almost tried to kill us because of it one time. Just one of us tried to buy a couch, and he lost his shit and decided
and
he wanted to try to kill us.
Yeah. You can't do that. You can't celebrate. Tomorrow, you have to be bored.
If you're not bored and sitting around the house crying, then you're not living like an American should.
I asked him if he was walking this week.
Did he, or this year. He handed it off, it sounds like.
Well, he said he can't because his son's graduating. And
oh,
he wants
right.
to be able to be there, you know, on Monday his son's graduating.
Yeah.
So he wasn't walking tonight. But usually in downtown Dallas, they have the, carry your load. Where all sorts of...
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. Carry your load.
Not bust.
Or carry the load.
Bust
not
the...
Not carry load. Carry the load. The load. Carry the load. Not bust the load. Not dump your load.
Swallow the load.
Not swallow the load.
It's not Ellum.
Carry the load. And it's...
Deep Ellum.
How long have they... They've been doing it for like 15 years now or something like
Andrew
that.
Andrew knows what I'm talking about if he listens to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they've been doing it for... quite a while, and he's done it like almost every year. And I was like, well, in my head, I was going, you know, we're going to be over in Dallas because that's where we're headed right now, to Dallas. And we could swing by there and have a beer at the Ice House or talk to some of the guys that are carrying the load because it's a march they do every Memorial weekend.
That's a lot of loads.
For former veterans.
How many loads do you think they've carried?
Well, in 15 years, and there's like hundreds of vets
Let me ask you this. Here's a better question.
I can't even figure that out.
Here's
I don't
a
think
question.
We can figure that out.
What about how many guys that have, you know, busted the load while they're falling? Like, how many times do you think they've busted, like...
Just falling over.
Busted the loads.
The backpack opens up and their load falls out.
That's at least happened a few times.
Because they march.
They've got several loads busted.
They march like 60 miles. And
someone's
they're carrying
a load.
Like 80 to 100-pound rucksacks on their back. You've had to have fallen over and just busted your load.
And a lot of times, if you think about it,
a bunch of coconuts
rain,
fall out.
Rain and storms all through this time of year. So
they lucked out last night.
And they might slip and fall in a puddle or mud and bust your load then.
Yeah. And when you bust your load, just coconuts fall out.
It's very easily...
Is that what they carry, coconuts?
You can very easily bust your load when you're carrying your load. That's all I'm saying.
I thought that said Mateo...
Stavolino?
Save Crucifixionio.
Crucifixionio?
Yeah.
Crucifixionio. So I got thinking, today's Sunday, like we said, it's not Tuesday. Yeah. And this is what I started thinking about watching. I don't know if you know this, but there was a major, major race car race today.
Yeah, the Monaco Grand Prix?
Yes.
Or the Indy 500. Which one?
Well, there was a major, major car race today. Like, meant a lot. Like, only the badasses did it.
The Indy 500?
So there was this major race at Monte Carlo called the F1 Monte Carlo Grand Prix. Or is it the Monaco Grand Prix?
It's the Monaco Grand Prix.
And where were the Moroccans at this time?
Do you know the outcome? You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. So here's my story. Yeah, but we'll get to that later. But here's my story. So,
do you know what Monacoans are called?
Yeah. The crazy
Monagues?
Yeah. They got all kinds of crazy
that's
stuff.
Like,
are they a country? Are they a state? Are they what? So what's this prince of the
principality? Prince Albert is still a prince.
And did you see his woman checking out Leclerc on the stage?
She looked at his ass a couple times.
She was like, and then she looked down at his girlfriend as if to say, "You're nut. You're bye. You'll be gone."
The Princess of Monaco is the Serene High Princess.
She's gonna make
that's her title.
She had the looks of I'm making a booty call tonight, and there's nothing you can do.
I'm going to party with Leclerc and
his girlfriend is not invited. Like, she could really snap her fingers and have him kidnapped and then sex boy toyed. What do they call them? Fuck boys?
Yeah.
And then snap again and get him away from you.
Well, all weekend they were calling him the Prince of Monaco, so maybe something is happening.
She had her eyes on him. So I got to thinking, you know, how much does it cost to do something like that?
Just snatch a little boy?
No.
And make him a sex Oh.
No,
gotta be specific here.
Sorry. Yeah, I guess I should. I should not. So I should be pretty down the center on this. But no, what I was speaking
of
is taking a trip to Monaco, and so because one of the announcers in one of the practice sessions, I don't know if you heard him say that it's the cost. Like, it only cost. Someone mentioned it was only $150 a day on average. When you go to Monaco, as far as your entertainment cost, your like to stay there and stuff, right? So that got me thinking. I was like, wow, that's really cheap for a place that's made out of luxury like sales and stuff. It's like a place that only the rich of the rich go to hang out, right?
30%. I watched a deal with Joe Papazzano or Joe Papalino, whatever, on Instagram, and he said that 30% of Monaco is millionaires.
Yeah.
And the reason all the F1 drivers pretty much live there is because there is no tax at all. There's no income tax, and it's a big tax shelter.
Correct. And also, did you know there's a requirement of the amount of funds that you have to live in?
Yeah.
In Monaco.
And there's no paparazzi because to be a professional photographer, you have to get it approved by the government.
Correct. So this place
is... You have to get a government license.
This place sounds pretty appealing. Now, it is very hardcore Catholic. Very, extremely hardcore Catholic.
Why?
I have no idea. That's just the...
Catholicism isn't a thing?
Catholicism's huge there. And
it's big time.
Yeah, so they're a conservative country or whatever, principality or whatever. They're pretty conservative. Like, they don't... There's a lot of... You can't just move there because you want to be a street vendor and decide you're going to make it. Like, people move out to Destin, Florida and just...
Yeah.
Say fuck it and do it. You can't do that. You have to have a certain amount of funds in reserves and you have to be able to prove that. And it has to be able to be spent in that area, which there's a casino there. So, if you, basically...
Massive casino.
Right. So, basically, they don't just let anybody live there.
No.
So... Fan, right? Immediately a fan. Like, I'm like freaking out. So then I find out. So I'm like, okay, You know how you and I always bounce the questions with our lady friends and stuff, and our handsome manly friends too. You know, what race would you go to if you had any money? If you could go to any race, F1 race, what would it be?
I thought it was what race you could be, but yeah, what race could you go to? Yeah.
We always play those games, and it's always, you know, one of us are always saying, well, Monaco's number one. If not, both of us are saying it's Monaco. That's where I would, that's the race that if I go to any of them, I'd be that one. So we started looking up trips that basically you can do. And forgive me if this is what you did when you went to Italy, but there's these trips, these train trips that are only freaking like $700 for a couple that you can take and sit first class, and you take the time you want. So basically you just book where you're going to stay in these places. And if the stay is not that expensive, then I'm assuming you don't get full access to Monaco if you're just coming in on a train, but maybe you do. But you get to tour from Spain, or from France to Spain, from Spain to Monte Carlo, around down, or I'm sorry, you don't go around Croatia and down to, oh, you go through Italy too. You go down to the tip of Italy, and then you go up, and or you can go across that ocean and you go down to Greece, right?
Okay, yeah.
On a train.
Well, a train doesn't go to, I guess a train could go to Greece. How does it get a?
The train.
Oh, I guess it goes around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Croatia,
I'm sorry. That part,
that.
You take a ferry.
Okay.
A ferry or a boat. Yeah. The trip from the tip of the boot tip to Greece is actually a ferry or a boat.
Okay.
Sorry. So you take the train from basically Spain, and you go through these locations that you pick out. This European vacation, like six or seven destinations that you stop, and it's way cheaper than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it would be some ridiculous, like, if you do anything like that, you're looking at least spending $20,000. But if you think of it in that way, you take the trip on the train, you take you find the cheapest places with, I'm assuming you'd have to use a travel agent or something to book your stays all through that part of Europe. And then your only major cost, honestly, is going to be your airfare to get to Europe.
So next show we do, I'll have a lot more information on this, because I have a coworker that's over there right now.
Yeah.
His wife works for the airlines. And
he's just doing it.
They just, he had last week off.
Yeah.
And he's off all the way up till tomorrow. And he was like, he never knows where they're going. And I was joking around, and I was like, are you going? I was thinking of all the party places, because they love going to party places. Like, they flew to Spain to go to Ibiza. They hit all, like, Rio. They go down to Rio for the parties down there. So they fly back. They like spend weekend trips to Miami all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Miami and hang out and party. And I was trying to think of what the biggest party was going to be this weekend. I was like, are you going to Monaco? And he's like, maybe. And then
there's a chance.
Get a text message. Look where I am. And I was like, son of a bitch. But my experience with Europe is, once you get over there, everything's pretty cheap. And the Middle East, same thing. Once you get over there, everything is pretty cheap. It's getting there.
Yeah.
And that's why, like a lot of people, I think still, you know, save all their money up to fly over there. Once they're there, then you backpack everywhere, ride a train, you do whatever, and you just get around. Now, what I think would be fun is, you know, I got that electric scooter.
Just doing the scooter.
No, you
tour
get
de France.
You get a train, right?
Yeah.
And you're on a train, and you just roll from city to city. And when you get to the next city, you got a little electric scooter to zip you around to wherever you need to go. And mine folds up. You can carry it. You carry it in the room every night and charge it up,
and probably save a bunch of money.
Yeah, because over
there
they
do the Vespa tours, but I bet you it's expensive.
You don't really need a car over there. The only times I got a car in Italy, we got one in Florence, which is my favorite city in the world by far, so far. We got one in Florence because we went into Tuscany. We wanted to go to like all through Tuscany. And then we got one in Rome because we wanted to drive down to the Amalfi Coast and all that, where everybody goes to party. So those were the only, you know, the rest of the time we never needed a car. You didn't need one in Greece anywhere we went. So, and yeah. Ireland, you need one if you want to travel around the island and see all the cool stuff. And driving is kind of part of the Irish trip, unless you just stay in Dublin.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go just stay in Dublin, you might as well just fly to New York City. I mean, it's not as tall. There's no tall buildings and everything. But once you're in, you feel like you're in Soho walking around Dublin.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Dublin a few years ago, but right before COVID. But then COVID put the kibosh on all that.
We could do it. Let's. I would love to go back over there and do the Dublin and then go back out. There's a small town called Dingle on the West Coast that's one of the top 10 towns you should see in your life.
Dingle? Like,
yeah, Dingle, D-I-N-G-L. And it's a little fishing town, and we drove out there, and it was absolutely awesome. But you, well, I was telling someone at work today, I was like, or this week, because we started talking about Ireland. I was like, what blew my mind is once you get out of Dublin, you start driving by these people's houses, and they have castles in their backyard.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? What, like, can you imagine growing up with a castle in your backyard? How different your life would be?
No, that's exactly what I was saying about Charles Leclerc.
He grew up in Monaco.
He grew up in Monaco. Like, what the hell? And his dad was a hairstylist?
I thought his mom was. Was one of his parents.
Yeah. But it's just like, dude, that guy is like, I wonder if he, it's kind of gets, we'll probably talk about this too in a little bit, but we had a golfer that committed suicide, right? That walked off the green and Colonial and went home and killed himself recently. It's shocked everybody in the PGA world. Wait. They almost thought about canceling the whole damn
tournament. That this weekend?
Right? Yeah, this weekend. Just happened.
Who?
Grayson...
DeChambeau?
No. Grayson... I forgot his last name. Grayson Murray or something like that. Anyway.
Are you... I have not heard this.
Yeah, you did.
This is shocking me.
Breaking news. Well, it happened, I think, on Friday. He walked off a green, I think. It sounds like he walked off the green and said, fuck it, I quit, and then went home and killed himself, or went somewhere and killed himself.
What, because he wasn't going to make the cut?
Man, it's one of those cats that had some depression and anxiety issues and alcoholism. Like, it's starting to sound like all of them do.
Well, but that's such a weird sport, because it's not a team sport.
Yeah, and you're always
at a
bar.
You're an individual.
Every single event's at a bar.
They do drink a lot, and they all say they drink a lot.
Well, anyway, that's just what I was saying about, like, I can't imagine, like, a guy like that that's played and won two PGA majors and just, like, has a fucking kick-ass life. It's just so insane that someone has a distorted view that bad of their life that's suffering through depression. Like, depression is a bitch, man, and anxiety. They got you thinking your life sucks when you're a fucking PGA star, that all you do is jump around and play golf. Now, I feel sorry for the family. I feel sorry for him that and all his, you know, the stuff that he struggled with, and I get it. I just, it's so dumbfounding to think that an athlete or someone could have something like that in front of him. But I don't think Leclerc's like that. I think he puts it all in perspective and is like, dude, I'm the luckiest son of a bitch in the world. Like, you see him taking pictures with his model girlfriend in front of the prince.
Yeah.
The princess of the Palades or whatever it is, just hanging out. And, I think he's the reason why everybody likes him is because you see his Instagram and you see him, like, taking every single ounce of life out of every single day. Like, you see him scuba diving with sharks or stingrays and, you know, whatever, letting dolphins hump him. And then you'll see him up on the top of some fucking crazy European French Alp, and he's up at the high in the mountains in the middle of the race season in ice gear.
Yeah.
Climbing an ice mountain during the summer break.
Their contracts, I would like to see one of their contracts and see what, like, if there's any, you know, you can't do risky things while you're signed to this contract.
He must have.
Him and Hamilton.
Yeah.
Do some crazy stuff.
Botas too, man.
Yeah.
They're always getting into some crazy
They're all
adventure.
Doing stuff where they can get hurt and not race.
Yeah. And that's their drug, man.
Yeah.
It's like, sex is my drug. Was it sex or was it
fornication was my drug.
It was my drug.
Oh, we wanted to get off, didn't we? Get a drink?
Yeah, I got to get something to take some Adderall because I am dragging, but
I need to get over, buddy.
I don't feel like getting in a altercation with a Chrysler 300, Dustin.
Yeah, no. I think, you know, watching Drive to Survive, you see that some of these drivers do go through depression stages.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you know, I think it's more of, it's like with any job, when you kind of suck at it for a little bit, you kind of start getting down on yourself. Or
it's like a hitter slump.
If you work at my company and you suck at your job, you get promoted, or you get to just sit around the office all day.
Or you could just say something was racist and
yeah,
advance,
you know, something
to a CEO position.
But it was like, I think when you're a true performer and you take pride in what you do and you start sucking, it takes its toll. It starts.
Well, but I think, like, if you've watched the documentary about Schumacher, right?
Yeah.
I think you got guys that like him and Verstappen and all the top five usually in F1, and they are so geared differently. It's like their downtime is torturing for them. They can't, like we were talking about last week, how Verstappen was up for 24 hours straight and then raced a major track in Italy.
Yeah.
Comes straight in, and he's still worked up about his sim race. Because he always has to have that adrenaline and that day of that drug that he needs, those endorphins and adrenaline that he gets by doing cool ass shit.
Well, and that's probably why you see a lot of these guys doing these extreme sports or going these extreme events in the off season or in the summer break.
Is that why you skydive naked
from an airplane with a lady with a body from outer space?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get off this because we're still doing shoot the shit, and we got other shit to talk about, like a golfer that apparently has offed himself.
I thought we just talked
that
about
you didn't know.
I didn't know about
I'm
that.
Just kidding. We won't go back to that. That's a pretty dark story. So
I didn't even know about that.
I need to get something to drink.
What if he just walked like straight out into the Trinity and just said, "I'm done," and just walked into the Trinity and just kept going, like you talk about people walking into the ocean?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot cooler.
Do I want Dead Billionaire or Grim Leafer?
Look at me, the motherfucker is a billionaire.
Isn't that your favorite song?
I don't know what song that is.
Yeah, you do.
What is it?
That song you always bring up.
Fortune me.
No.
My memory remains.
The San Antonio.
Turn me on, Mr. Dead.
That's it, yeah.
Look at me, the motherfucker is a millionaire. Look at me. Why does he start it like that? Like he's talking.
I'm a motherfucking millionaire.
Look at me, I'm a motherfucking millionaire. Look at me, I'm a wannabe power man.
All right, so we're driving to Dallas. We're going to House of Blues to see Gate Creeper, Creeping Death. Not in that order. It should be Creeping Death opening, then Gatecreeper, and then all the way from Sweden in Flames, which I've been a fan of since.
Yeah, this is not the first time you've dragged me out to see In Flames.
I'm not dragging you out at all. How do you drag someone out when it's free? Because look at me. I'm a motherfucking millionaire.
Look at me, I'm a motherfucking millionaire. Yeah, so neat weekend so far.
Yeah.
We've had some
there's a lot of sports
stuff
this weekend.
That's happened. A lot of sports. There's a Maverick game that's about to start that you're going to hear us bitching about probably in about 10 minutes.
We got to fight Mavericks traffic to get to House of Blues, so that'll be fun. We've had a Stars win last night.
Dude, that was an intense, brutal game. Like that man,
was.
These teams are very matched up.
That was. We've had two races. We have the Indy 500 and the Monaco Grand Prix. And then we have the like you said, the Colonials happening. And then, if this is a sport... Storm chasing is a sport. We've had storm chasing chaos.
Yeah, man. Last night, I would say, as far as radar imagery goes, like I still think that we're going to get a higher rating. We had a storm that came through late last night, which was scary.
I thought I was going for our friends in Denton.
Started, what, around 9, 8:30?
Yeah.
And kind of stayed on the ground majority of the time, all the way from right south of the Oklahoma border.
What the fuck is this shit?
All the way into East Texas and into Arkansas.
So, yesterday I had a massive migraine. I think it was because of the barometric pressure. Well, here comes the traffic. But I think it's because of barometric pressure.
It was crazy.
Everything. It gave me a massive migraine, like to where it was debilitating. Like I just couldn't move. My head hurt so bad.
They had I had an open house yesterday, so I was busy, like getting all that set up and taken care of, right?
Yeah.
And it was funny because I kind of had forgotten about the weather. Because it had, you know, the sun had gone down and we'd been, you know, hanging out a couple of hours with dark, like, nighttime sky.
Yeah.
And, but when all that started, when you started texting about all the storms that were busting through up towards Denton, I started thinking about the day and I was like, yeah, it was kind of wild day. Like, it was hazy and it was still hazy and moist from the night storms before. And then also you had a bunch of just heavy air and nasty, like the wind. It was just a totally unstable day. So I was thinking, yeah, you know, today was a lot like some of the days that I remember where we had some crazy-ass storms. But this was probably one of the biggest
like that
storms we've had in a while.
In a long while. It was pretty destructive.
Pretty nasty, too. So I think
we've had... The death toll is at 7 right now, and I think it'll probably go up.
I also think that the rating's going to go up. That after they
the
do
EF rating,
I bet you this was an EF5 just because of the satellite imagery. That satellite imagery just shows how wild it looked. Like a hurricane brewed up in the middle of Texas.
What was weird was you don't see this often, and I was watching one of the guys that are totally into this. Like he was saying that. You could see a defined this one and the one that happened in Oklahoma last night, because there's a bad one just north the border up there. But both of them had a massive eye in the middle of them, like a hurricane. But you could see, like the way their radars show, you could see debris. The debris field in there shows up as a different color.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, but this debris is shooting up to like 60,000 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, it's going to be raining debris
from all over. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I think the imagery was so scary looking because you could see the intensity in the imagery and the spin. Like,
yeah.
You know how when you see a bunch of little circles, like you're at the beach or something, and the water's withdrawals, and sometimes you'll see all these little cyclones, underwater cyclones, whirlpools,
yeah,
or little things kind of swirling. That's what it looked like. It looked like one of those just dancing around. It's like, man, the intensity of that thing. And it was funny, too, because the National Weather Service and all the storm chasers, they don't really, like, they won't just officially call a tornado just by satellite imagery alone. But this one, there was no question. As soon as the imagery came out from the satellites, every single meteorologist was like, that's a tornado. That's a tornado that's on the ground. That's like a textbook supercell 4000 BX9 tornado.
And they had a rating that I'd never seen before last night. They were saying it's a PSD. And I was like, PSD? PSD? I think that's what it is. PSD? PST? Or PSD. Positive severe damage.
Yeah, I never heard that term either. But I had heard the mass casualty event, which was like what we had, like five last night in five different locations.
They were scared that it hit 150 people went to around. It's come down now. They said there was about 130 in there. Went to a truck stop on 35 to shelter, and the tornado hit it point blank, came right across it, and walls caved in. And there was a chaser that I follow that was actually there. He was shooting video outside the window or the door of the gas station before he finally ran. And the videos, you can see some video up of people inside, like what happened. And it was pure chaos.
So this is kind of – I've always had this theory, and you'll probably agree with me on this. we're not PSA guys, so don't listen to us for scientific backing at all.
I mean, yeah.
On some stuff, but not this one, because this is kind of the... I take the position of the wild Buck Rogers style weather guy, and I think if... Okay, first of all, that storm, if it's 25, 30 miles south, we're having crazy amounts of deaths.
Like if it comes across Denton,
McKinney and that whole area, if it just runs a little bit farther south of those two counties, Denton and where's McKinney in? What a county is that again?
Collin County.
Collin County
and across
North
Frisco.
Denton and Dallas County. Man, the numbers would have been insane. Number two, they were insane because there were so many people outside because of the holidays. The Memorial Day weekend, and this thing went right over several state parks.
That's what I was afraid of.
It was insane.
The Sam Rayburn State Parks. I was like, those are going to be packed. We had a friend that was supposed to be out there at one of them. And with his family, and I was like, man, hopefully it didn't cause much damage. And the reports from there was that it didn't cause any casualties. You know, there's, of course, debris and stuff torn up, but no casualties there. It seems like the casualties all came from the trailer park that got hit. All right, what's happening here? What do we got?
What
are we doing here?
So the tornado hit last night, and that's all that's been going on since. I got frustrated. They ESPN, and with the streaming service I was on, which was, they're about to do the old come backwards onto the entrance ramp.
The highway is shut down.
And these guys got to get to the game. Like, if we sent that to the news station, they would probably ask for us to use it.
I was watching Dallas TV. Did you see the guy that stopped in the middle of the highway that TikToked?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Insane. So, that's all the news coverage has been, really, on the local stuff. And all the local streams have taken over the national streams in regards to the ESPN game. The ESPN
Lord.
Stream. Goodness gracious. That was a bad one.
That was a bad wreck.
They had the little race on in a little window, like a 6-inch by 6-inch little down by the crawl, and all the coverage on the damage and what's going on up in our northern counties, and I was freaking out.
The Formula One race.
I was talking about the Formula One race.
Okay, because I was watching on ESPN straight up. I didn't watch it on the channel.
It was said it was ESPN, but it was actually ESPN simulcast on WFAA that I was watching. So I had to jump to, like you said, jump over to Hulu to watch the actual race.
And I thought you were also talking about the...
Indianapolis.
The 500, because then after that, the 500 got rained out for the first 4 hours.
I don't really watch that race much, man. I always...
Well, there's so many Formula One drivers that are now in Indy
that
it's kind of interesting, and they do go a little bit faster.
Oh, it's fun to watch. I just forget about it. It's like, I think Indianapolis 500, that circuit's a little bit harder to find. Except this year, it seems like they are covering a lot more of those in the E class races.
It was on Channel 5 locally.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
Here's the problem. I thought I'd get to see half the race before I left to come pick you up, and I didn't. I got to see 80 laps because there were wrecks galore all over the place.
Would you say that's pretty much an American tradition that's died out completely? Because I remember
little boys.
No, we can always steal little boys. But I'm talking about the Indy car. Remember when your dad had to stop everything down on Memorial Day weekend to watch the race, the Indianapolis 500, and see the...
Yeah, and it all depends. Like, I stopped watching it because I was never around to watch it. And I... You know, wish I had been around to watch it. I'm going to go this way.
Was it
actually
Mario Andretti? My dad was a big Mario Andretti guy, and so was your buddy. And so same. What was it? Roger Foyt or Foyt Racing or Voigt Racing?
Larson he was racing this year, and it was his first time to race since winning NASCAR and all that.
Al Unser Jr. Am I making that up?
Oh,
Or is that a real Is that a real IndyCar race or car driver?
What about the Al guy from Al Bodenker Insurance?
How about Al Bundy? Is he an IndyCar fight?
He was always on IndyCar stuff.
He's got his black belt.
The actual actor, or
if Al Bundy was a race car driver, would he race car with his hands in his pants?
Probably. He'd be shifting gears somewhere else.
Peggy would be with him.
All right. Here's where JFK was blown away.
JFK blown away.
Anybody out here? Look, there is. That guy's out there.
Who's that dude?
He's a truther.
And he paints your picture? A character? Of you getting shot in the head?
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. I'd pay for that. I'd give
your head exploding
for that. And her head exploded.
Or did the driver turn around and put one through his cranium?
That's what I think happened.
Dun, dun, dun. Kids, look it up.
People. And there's Jehovah's Witnesses. They're out there.
Where?
Let's get right there.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Do they have a shirt on that says, I'm JW?
We can smell our own.
Will you tell them to stop sending me damn letters from children in kindergarten from all over the country?
I've never
like
heard
who
of
do
this.
I need to who do I need to talk to get
this
those letters to stop?
This is a weird campaign I've never heard of.
Why don't
here's the Holocaust Museum. Moment
hey,
silence.
Go back through and let me yell, "Free Palestine! Free Palestine!"
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, shoot the referee, free Palestine, let's all eat spree.
From the lake to the sea to the...
From the Lake Arlington to the Trinity.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to fucking park. I can't remember. Oh, I park up there.
Yeah, this is your spot.
Shit, that's where I always park is over here.
But I got the new JJTM t-shirt.
From the lake to the Trinity.
From Lake Arlington to the Trinity.
Let us all be free.
This
is going to suck to park down here because...
Let's don't then.
What?
All the spots are taken, right?
I can't get any closer.
Shit.
Well, shit. You may get your dream, though.
From Lake Arlington to Trinity.
Like all these people are going
to... Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to get to take a picture in front of the...
The Holocaust Museum?
Preach Malik, yeah. Preach much. Pretty much, yeah. What?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That's who painted that mural, pretty much,
man,
yeah.
Never mind.
Where were you going with that?
I'm going to put the mic down now. We're getting close, and people can see that I'm broadcasting, and they're going to start asking for autographs.
We're not that close yet. I still got to make our way over to that.
My social anxiety is already starting.
My social anxiety is starting. Look, what is this guy
doing?
We
got a guy going down the wrong way.
I'm so going to hit him.
In a gondola.
A fucking head on.
Gondola?
Yeah. What is this? This ain't a third world country. Oh, here we are by the Holocaust Museum again because I turned
back
around.
In a third world country.
So, one time I played on a stage right here, or I was supposed to, with Jessie Fry. Then she got sick before we played.
Was she going to sing JFK Blown Away? How much do I have to?
She was going to sing something.
Isn't that the old Spaghetti Warehouse right here?
Yep. Man, we're in the area where Van Halen once played.
Well, we need to talk about that.
Shine on.
We need to talk about that.
Shine on.
Because, again, it's come up. That's why that. Did you see why Van Halen was trending?
No. I was confused why Van Halen was trending
while trending.
Tornadoes were happening.
Well, I'll tell you. Because they have decided to release some never seen footage in their next box set of this concert.
All right. Maybe you'll see me.
I doubt it, but maybe.
You could see me from the helicopter shots.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Where I was helicoptering. What?
I don't remember that.
I was like, you know what?
Was that with your black dad at the Van Halen show?
I was like, shine on, shine on. That was before that song was written. I was like, finish what you started.
Helicopter.
Bloody. I may not be able to park here.
Dude, they got to work out our parking. It's in our contract.
What the
hell?
Did someone just score?
Is there another tornado coming? Oh, it's the train.
Oh, the dark train.
The dark train.
Y'all look out
There's
for
a spot
the dark
right there.
Train. There is a spot right there. That's probably where I'll go.
Unless you want to go try to catch the dark train.
Y'all look out for the dark train.
The dark train's not very light. The dark train is here for the fight. What?
Those lyrics to the new song you wrote. See, I can't park right there. There's a pole.
Yeah, that's no dark train. Where's the dark train? Look at that big old...
Go ahead, finish that. What were you going to say? I can't park up there.
Big old lady part.
I'm going to park in spot 25 right here. Y'all look out for the dark train.
Dark train! I think we've actually parked in this spot before.
Hey, it's that chick again.
Where?
Right there, straight across.
When, have we seen her?
Yeah, we just saw her in the other
Bye-bye, y'all.
All right, we're going to go watch the show. We'll tell you how it is.
We're going to get decimated.
Bye. All right, we're back. We're in the car. We're escaping from Dallas. Mavericks on a tear. Looks like they're about to win game three. But we don't want to be down here for it because you know what happens when the Mavericks win. Don't you?
Yeah. You got chaos.
People get shot.
Especially the parades, right?
Yeah.
But they got swings down here now, so.
Yeah, that's where Van Halen played. Didn't we talk about that? Van Halen played right here.
This was it.
This was it.
It's good to see that they're working on the old West End. It's not decrepit like it was a while back. Or is it still decrepit?
Jack Ruby's is here. Jack Ruby's Saloon. The corner of Ross and Record. Where's that fucking dark train at, man? Oh, it's right here at Pacific. I feel like a ball of sweat and nasty ball jizz.
Whoa.
Or ball sweat or something. I wonder if they're going to the JFK assassination site to get their fingers pretty.
For the Memorial Day celebration?
Yeah. Isn't that what Memorial Day is all about? Honoring dead presidents.
And getting your fingers pruny?
Getting your fingers pruny.
Yeah. At least for some people. That's what happens.
That's what I plan on doing here in a little bit. But it's going to be on myself because I'm so sweaty.
I think my fingers are already pruny just from walking outside.
I think so too. Humidity.
JFK. Blah, blah, blah.
What else do I have to say? Here's the X. And here's the other X. Pow, pow. You know, we haven't ever come down here and done our investigation.
We'd probably break the case.
We totally would. Break it wide open. People would be like, man, we never thought about that.
I'm surprised they hadn't called us yet.
Come down here and do some mushrooms. We'll figure this shit out.
You got to understand, the assassination had to do with science and
yeah.
And mythical or magic. What is it called?
Bullets.
Yes.
But you got to have...
You have to have spiritual geometry.
Geometry to figure it all out. And you got to go talk to the light people at the site. So if you take a bunch of mushrooms and you go and you see the light people, or they're not really light people, the light beings, they'll tell you what happened. And then you unlock the truth. How come no one's ever done this?
I don't know. This sounds like great think tank stuff.
Why are we the only ones smart enough to come up with this shit?
Why are we the only people that are on I-30? I love it.
Well, turn around. Here comes the Maverick traffic.
Run!
Run!
Go!
Did they win? Do we know yet?
They did win.
They did? What was the final score?
193 to 102.
93 to 92. How about 116 to 107?
116 to 107, Dustin.
They are three ups on the Timberwolves.
Yeah,
are you,
and weren't the Timberwolves supposed to be really good?
Yeah,
Don't they have one of the best players in the NBA? I
think so. Are you a fan of theirs?
Of the Timberwolves?
No, or the Lakers? Mavericks now?
Well, this is kind of like what I was saying at the music venue a while ago for the show we just went to. I'm happy for the community of Dallas, but I still hate Mark Cuban and think that this city will be better when he's gone. But, and I mean, not dead, by the way.
Just left away
from DFW. I think he's a nuisance. He's a cancer. He's a piece of shit. And I still challenge him to a fight. And, because I would fucking beat his fucking ass to a pulp.
I'd like to go on the record and say, I hope me and Mark are still friends. And when I see him in the tunnels, he's still friendly with me.
Well, I'm happy for the community. So I mean, that's what I'll say.
I asked
as far as Mark Cuban, he can get a no lube.
Okay. Speaking of condoms to go.
Oh, I'm trying to find out what's going on here. I haven't been told because we might stop. My phone's about to die, actually. You had a charger in here?
Yeah.
Is it being occupied?
I don't know. Everything's wired weird because I had the car cleaned today.
Clean.
So we saw in flames.
In flames. This
gate creeper.
We've seen in flames a few times.
Yeah. Creeping death. Which is your cousin now? How does all that work?
Not my cousin. I'm sorry. My wife's step-nephew.
That's how it works.
Correct. They were there.
We saw them. Hung out with them.
Got to say hi to them. We might get Lincoln on to the band soon if we can pull some strings.
So hi to the
band. Because he lives in Fort Worth now.
Oh, okay, cool. If he gets bored, he should just be third chair. Just come over and sit in the chair and be the third guy.
Yeah.
Deal with us.
Old men. You guys stink.
Matt, you need a bath.
Y'all smell like 80s musicians. 80s heshers. I almost said heifers.
And keeping the tradition alive in the true Dillinger Escape Plan sense, we went and saw a band that had a member of Dillinger Escape Plan in it that I totally forgot about until Liam walked out on stage.
Yeah.
And started playing bass. And I was like, holy shit, there's Liam. But my nemesis, Chris Broderick, he was on stage. And me and him have had some words at NAMM. We've gotten some looks. We've given each other looks.
Hey.
And the last time In Flames were here at the factory, he really gave me a look. Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Why are you still alive? That's what he's looking at you like.
He's like, why are you stalking me? Everywhere I go, it's you. And I yell, play some Megadeth riffs.
Does he ever rip into Megadeth during
In Flames?
In Flames?
No. I think he was ejected.
Ejected
in a bad way, I think.
Oh, Dave wouldn't have it?
Yeah. I think Dave went anti-Semitic on him and kicked him out of the band. As Dave's known to do.
Throw anti-Semitic rants?
Yeah. Dave doesn't like Jews.
I think what he means is juice, like High C and Minute Maid, and everybody takes it the wrong way. I think he has a thing against juice.
Maybe that's why he kicked Chris out of the band, because he looks like he's juiced up.
Well,
God, that guy's built.
Or either that, or he has something against OJ, and he was just saying, the juice.
And Chris was like, I want out.
How many Hamas protesters did you see today?
A handful I ran over.
Huh.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Way to throw something into the flames.
Get it? In flames. I see what you did there. I see what you did.
Yeah, so
I haven't seen any protesters.
I haven't either. I think it's getting shut the fuck down, honestly.
I
think everybody's like, these are just Antifa and the students. Like, the students don't know, man. They're all dumb. Like, they were raised by millennials, so they're fucking idiots, and they don't understand anything, so.
I feel like we live in an area where
there's not much protest here.
We're not going to see a lot of that.
we just have full-on cop shootings.
Yeah.
And we have to send in robots and drones and droids and stuff to blow up parking garages because of the violence that we have.
What the hell is this? What in the tarnation is going on here? There's a car down off the road.
I hope everybody's being safe this Memorial Day weekend, because those people behind us that we just saw were not being safe, and they are off the road with two fire trucks trying to help them out.
They sure as hell were.
And it's by the stinky part of Trinity.
Where the
or whatever
poop
this
factory is.
Poop factory.
Off 30 and MacArthur.
That's the CNC poop factory.
Things that make you go hum.
So yeah, it was a good night of metal. I would say that all the metal bands that played today sounded very good. Especially the Gate Creeper and the In Flames and the Creeping Death. A lot of creeping metal tonight.
Anders from In Flames was wearing a Creeping Death shirt. This was the final show of the tour. We don't get that much often. Last few times we've gone to show, it's been the first shows of the tour.
Yeah, last couple.
Yeah. And this was the last show of the tour.
The caboose. We've been seeing shows on the engine.
It was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, band sounded good, man. Like normal, the House of Blues venue kicks ass for any metal, hard rock, or alternative.
Mm-hmm. I wanted a shirt, but I wasn't going to pay $50 for an end-of-tour shirt, because I don't know where that shirt's been.
That's a good point.
It's been in a box going all over the country.
Used for a rag.
Probably.
Used as a sock.
I found you a shirt the other day. I nearly bought you. And I may still buy it. It's by that company down in Austin. LGS or something like that, or something.
LDS?
GS?
Latter-day Saints?
No, it's not Latter-day Saints. But across the front it says, my other shirt's a cum rag.
Yeah.
I was like, that's genius.
Yeah.
Matt!
I need a tissue. Seth!
I need a tissue.
I need a tissue.
Good night of metal. Good night of basketball winning.
And good night, Texas.
Stars are up tomorrow.
Stars, yeah. And that, man, what a game, too. That Stars game, whew. It's definitely playoff hockey. I mean, it is the finals. I should have known, but it is heart attack time. Every single play counts 1,000%, and it makes me crazy.
It's fun.
Is this the most we've ever scored open nets in any playoff run? We've had open nets after open nets.
It's great. Open nets are awesome, and especially when they pull the goalie way too fucking early when their team doesn't have control of the puck. I laughed and saw it coming from a mile away. I was like,
that's going to be trouble.
They don't have control of the puck, and their goalie just took off. And, yep, there it is, empty net.
Easy one, too.
Insurance.
I don't mind that, though.
I don't mind
the empty netter.
And frankly, I love pulling the goalie.
That goalie is really good, too, that's playing for the Oilers.
Yeah, he's so good, he let the first shot in.
It's amazing how they do that. Both goalies have a tendency to lose a goal right off the bat.
Yeah.
But they're really good goalies. Both Ottinger's an awesome goalie. And the goalie for the Edmonton, Ed Belfour, he's great too, man.
I don't think that's who the goalie is for him, is it?
I
thought it was Simmons or Simon or something like
Patrick
that.
Patrick Waugh is just an amazing goalie. Patrick I watch Waugh anytime was, that I get a chance to see him.
You've
he's
just
awesome.
Listed two goalies that are completely insane. And I think that's part of the position.
You have to be clinically insane.
Completely nuts in order to play it.
And the thing is, Ed Belfour was a nut. Like, when you run into him, remember?
Yeah.
If you would run it, did you ever run into him at
every
Broncos
time,
or the strip club?
And every
like,
time I saw him,
fucking
he was
mess.
Drunk.
Didn't he punch a whore too, or something like?
Cause she
some peg leg up in Chicago. He punched.
She was crawling away.
Something like that, dude. He was on some bender, and I remember that he beat the hell out of some lady up in the north, and everybody was like, "Yeah, he gets a little slap happy when he's a little drunk."
Thought about going out and seeing him when he does his whiskey signings. Just see how. What kind of shape he's in? See if he's okay. See if things are all right.
Yeah.
Remember when he destroyed a room at the mansion in Turtle Creek?
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get chicken fingers or something?
He had a little bit of a reputation of... That guy likes to party, I think.
If anybody has been in goal on LSD, it's Ed Belfour.
Probably.
Hey, look. Nice tent top. How hey you guys. Doing? Ah, we have the same thing. Woo. He had an awning, though. I don't have an awning. I have a secret awning.
You do.
I do. But, yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. You know, who was it that pitched a no-hitter on LSD?
Gaylord Perry, I believe. And he was talking to the ball.
Yeah.
And that was 1980, 1979, I believe. Something like that.
So, this motherfucker right here is about to piss me off.
I think
off.
He's drunk.
I think so, too. His lights aren't on or they're half on.
There are lots of people that drink a lot this holidays, especially that drive big, stupid trucks like that.
So, don't drink and drive.
There's
if you're driving,
be
a, don't drink. And if you're drinking,
don't
drive.
Don't drive. And honestly, man, if you drive a Charger... If you drive a Chrysler 300,
just drive it off the road.
Or you drive a Challenger, just don't drive it.
Or pull it over to the side of the road,
set it on fire,
and set it on fire, and walk away.
Yeah, because nobody likes you.
No one likes Charger drivers at
all.
And Charger drivers, I don't give a shit who you are. You don't know how to drive the damn car.
No,
the car is too much for you.
There's no Leclerc.
No, that's what happens when you give a high horsepower car
to rednecks.
That's cheap to buy.
Yeah.
Mustangs were that way.
Oh, Camaros too.
Camaros too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All those were that way.
It's a high school car.
Yeah. And you can, it's like Tinker Toys. You can modify it really easy.
Yeah.
Although I saw a 600 horsepower, 4-cylinder, 2-liter Subaru WRX the other day.
Jeez, man. Those little things
like,
look
oh
fun.
Oh, my God.
Those little fun. Subarus look fun. I would love to. I've never drove a Subaru
the
in my life.
The one Shauna had, I took it through Denver in the middle of the night and was having it sideways on the city streets.
Yeah.
The car was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they are definitely fun little cars. But so the Mavericks win. Yay. Stars win. Yay. We had tornadoes. Boo. And medal to end the week.
Who
Yay.
Won the golf tournament?
Tiger Woods.
My boy.
I have no
Scotty
idea.
Scheffler?
I don't know. I think they're all fucked up from their buddy offing himself. Or
I still have not. I need to go read about
see,
this.
Man.
Charles Schwab
go ahead
Challenge.
And look this up.
The winner is Riley. Riley.
Riley. Let's see.
Davis Riley.
Davis Riley.
Scotty was in third, or was tied for second.
All right.
Going?
I'm finally going to say the right name. Grayson Murray. Yeah, so I was right. Grayson Murray was the one, his caddy spoke today before the final round, I believe, said would truly do anything for anyone. He was talking about Grayson Murray. And... I don't know. That would suck, man, if you were a professional golfer and one of your buddies just, you know. I don't know if that's what happened, but it was real quick to say he has died. Like, there was no, which leads me to believe it was probably a GSW, you know what I'm saying? Self-inflicted GSW.
Mm-hmm.
Because that tends to be something, either that or... Maybe he hung himself or something, but I feel very bad for the family and stuff, and feel like I shouldn't really even be talking about it. But man,
he
dude,
didn't
come
walk
on,
off
man!
Into the Trinity and the Trinity Nessie ate him.
I just, dude, I can't.
It's not like Chubbs.
Well, emails to Dustin. He. In fact, Dustin's going to start a golf show next week.
I am.
And
Chubbs. He died tragically.
He did.
You know, the alligator was in the box. Scared him. He backed out. What about the Meester lady?
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable about joking about this.
I'm not joking about that. I'm just joking about... I'm trying to make this lighter so we can get away from death.
You know what? If you want to... Dustin, if you want to drive around DFW and talk about people killing themselves and golfers and stuff, you just go ahead and... You start that show.
I'm trying to get the subject over to something happier.
Oh, Dustin's texting me right now talking about, let's talk about more death in sports. So what death would you hang on, I've got another text here. Oh, okay. Abortions. We're going to talk about abortions.
I've never thought about this. This is pretty genius. I like this bit. I'm going to start using this on the show. What are you saying?
Oh,
Matt?
I just got a text. Let me read this.
Matt, why are you texting me? I'm right here.
Oh, so Hitler. Okay, Hitler talk next.
You say Hitler was right.
Dustin would like to talk about friends that have gotten VD.
Matt would like to talk about what Hitler would have done to Palestine.
Dustin would like to talk about Hitler and what he would do to little children.
Damn.
I don't know if we have time for that, Dustin.
I don't know.
We're in Arlington, and this looks like it could be the end of the show unless you want to stop in the Rainbow or one of your watering hole, not Rainbow, Sunshine or
I was going to go to the hospital here.
Just to hang out at Arlington Memorial.
Be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
How you guys doing? Babies?
A man at the hospital, I would imagine not well.
I thought we were going to go to...
to the caves?
Vinny and Dimes.
That house grave. Is no longer there. Oh, the grave?
Yeah. The grave. It's right here.
We're go driving sing by some it songs? Right now.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's been a great night. I'm glad I came. Wait.
Whoa.
That was very forward of me, but...
that didn't happen.
Maybe I'll write some words. Do we have a time limit on this one?
I'm going to get pictures together 20 minutes. Tonight before I disappear.
Oh, yeah. You're going on a pilgrimage, aren't you?
I am.
For the team, the band. You're going to go do some...
I'm going to the ocean.
Seeing.
Yeah. I'm going to seafaring. Get inspired in the ocean.
I expect you to come back with a full tune.
I probably will. It'll probably...
About the Gulf of Mexico.
The only problem is the full tune will be on a... pocket operator, and we'll have to figure out how to convert
pocket rock
pocket operator to seafaring metal.
I think you can do it.
I think I could too.
You'll figure something out, man.
I should take my sub.
Is there going to be a show this Tuesday, or is this on Tuesday?
This will be the Tuesday. This is the Tuesday show.
Folks,
so happy Tuesday.
No show on Tuesday. Okay.
No live show.
No
if
live
you're
show.
Listening to this, there's no live show.
This is the live show. We apologize for
all our fans
that expect us to be live on Tuesday, but you'll be able to join us again in the chat room the next week.
Hey, but also, don't forget to send us your information. We got to keep bringing this up and reminding people, bring your information so we can, or send us your information.
Put you on the VIP list.
Put you on the VIP list, because we have stuff on its way.
Yes.
That we are going to send out to you. You're going to get these secret little packages in the mail. And I don't give a shit if you're a friend of ours and like, you know what?
Y'all know
you
where
can
I
just
live.
Hand it to me, man, next time I see it. That's not the point.
Yeah, I think Marlon's the only one that's given us his address and contact information.
There's a couple.
There is
I'm not outing anybody, but there's a few.
Well, they're part of the VIP crew now.
They are in the VIP crew. They are going to get cool stuff. And like, if you're one of our ding-dong friends or like I said... You know what? You can just hand it to me next time I see you. That's
not the point.
The point is you come home from work and you got a cool package sitting there and you open up and you're surprised.
It's like fucking Christmas, man.
Yeah. We want to do Christmas all the time.
We like to be happy. And you don't want us to get mad.
You don't want us to get mad at all.
And then we fight. Nobody likes a podcast that fights.
Because I'm going to pull you to this bullet and put it through you.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
My Superman strength. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we want. We want to, you know,
Why don't you remind everybody what
all of them are going to be different.
What kind of system do we use for our financials for the incorporated version of Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
It's a value for value system.
What does that mean, man?
It means you donate what you feel you should for the show. What entertainment value you get from our show?
I've got 50
you just
bucks.
Give us a little donate.
Or is it 20 bucks?
I got 20 bucks.
I got 100 bucks.
Like if you just got a couple of bucks sitting around, like, you know, hey, if you think it's only worth $1 a week, then send us $4 for the month.
What if it's worth 50 cents? 50 cents a month would be great.
That would be great. It's whatever. If you want to be a baller and send us 20, 50, 100 bucks a month, that's the way to do it. And you'll get included in the show notes, and we'll talk about you on the show.
Yeah.
And we'll rave about you. And we still have, and we've always had this going, this is just going to be an always running thing. We still have the... What is Wildside? Oh, vapes. We still have the thing going where for $500, we'll come do...
A show at your house?
A show at your house.
Also, mow your yard, probably.
Oh, no. It's a little hot now. But...
We'll give you music to mow to.
We'll give you music to mow to.
We'll deliver it. We'll make a special CD and take it to them and say, here's your music to mow to. You can put this on your wall now.
You will get a limited, a one-off edition of music to mow to.
Yes. I like It'll this idea.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
Absolutely. So,
there's a cop behind me.
Value for value. Oh, I got it's pulled over the other night value. After the show, by the way. I forgot to tell you. Yeah. And it was funny, too, because I wanted to know, I can't remember Aaron from the podcast Funky Town Roots.
Yeah.
I can never remember her name, Megan, right?
Oh, no, don't talk about any of this.
Oh, well, time code then. Okay. Anyway, so I asked the officer, he's like, I don't remember. And then I asked him about Officer Crouch, which if you grew up in South Arlington and you're a Gen Xer, you know who Officer Crouch is.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy knew who that was. And it was funny because he goes, I guess I should have just sped through it. He goes, well, you did that. I go, well, I mean, I guess I should have slammed on the brakes, right, and caused a wreck. And he was like, yeah, well, not caused a wreck. He goes, you knew what you were doing. You pressed the pedal instead of the brake, right? And I was like, dude, I'm a professional driver. I know I didn't press the pedal. And then I just started laughing. Anyway, the guy had worked for the force for 20 years, so I was like, man, he's North Arlington. He's got to know that who we will not name that already named.
Yeah.
He couldn't remember. He said the name sounded familiar, but he wasn't for sure. He had been there 23 years, and he knew Ronnie Coleman.
She's been there that long?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, she's been there a while because she's pretty high up, I think. Anyway, there she is right there probably.
Hey, what's going on? That's the one that was following me.
So he's like, man, he goes, he went and checked my stuff, and then just, here's my card. He's like, and then I shot the shit with him for another 10 minutes because I was late already.
Oh.
Because, you know, every time we do a podcast now, we have to sit in traffic for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that 45-minute drive home was not fun.
But, so Arlington PD, shout out. I told you I'd give you one.
Shout out to Arlington PD. I don't have a problem with Arlington PD. They protect me a lot at the games.
Yeah.
My buddies. Them and Haltom. Haltom PD is always parks their motorcycles outside of the locker room, so we shoot the shit with them all the time.
It is funny. Arlington is – I've probably gotten let off on more warnings from Arlington than any other city around. So, not a big fan of the Popos, but, you know, Arlington –
Sounds like you're starting to back the blue.
I'm going to get one of those flags with the
big
blue strap and the red strap for the firemen.
Yeah.
Which, did anyone have a problem with the firemen?
No
I don't know when that was a thing.
No one has a problem with the firemen.
But, so shout out to 010. We got cool things coming down the line. And like Dustin said, we work on the value for value system. If you think we're worth 50 cents, send us 50 cents. We got a link on our website page. And where else, man? All over the place, right?
Yeah, it's on the website. There's little QR codes and stuff you can click on. There's a PayPal link.
Could someone technically give us 20 grand?
Technically, you could give us 20 grand.
That's what we need. That's the goal.
I think PayPal puts a hold on it, or the other one, Venmo, might put a hold on it for a little bit. But you could do it. I mean, if you're listening to us in
jail cell.
Send us your
what do they call it? Your ledger.
A lot of people get mad when Rihanna goes over and does shows for a Saudi prince. We'll do that.
If that's where you want to send us.
If you want to give us.
You have friends there.
Yeah, I do. If you want to send us, $100,000 to come over to Dubai and entertain you, we will. We'll tell you jokes about.
Bad jokes, too. You might have some editing to do tonight.
So yeah, we'll come out. We'll come out and hang out. We'll see you.
Fuck yeah!
We'll have some fun. We'll fly out. Emirates, what's up?
I'm down.
All right, we're at your house.
Yeah, thanks again. And
it's been fun.
It's been fun, and I'll see you in a little bit after I clean up all this storm damage. Yeah. Hey, stay safe, Denton. was it Valley View?
You rock.
Ray Roberts. Yes. Hearts goes out. T's and P's.
It does.
And we're always thinking of you.
Get your stuff together.
Do anal.
Whoa. That's how you want to end this? You said mine was weird?